Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
It's time to increase the threshold for help to buy. Well, that's according to auctioneers Savills, who this morning have called on government to raise the limit from 500,000 to at least 621,000 euro on houses that can be bought using the scheme. Now, this comes as figures from the CSO say the average house price for a new home in Dublin now stands at 515,000 for first-time buyers. But would an increase be inflationary and also fuel house prices? Well, for more on this, I'm joined on the line now by property consultant John O'Sullivan and Rory Hearn, who's housing spokesperson with the Social Democrats and TD for Dublin Northwest. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Claire.
John, I want to start with you. In general terms, do you think increasing the threshold for help to buy is a good idea?
I think generally anything that will help supply of property on one side to the market and on the other side assist buyers is a good thing. I know people who criticise it may say that it increases the value of property, but that's happening anyway. And if you look, for instance, so Help to Buy was set up, I think, in about 2017. The threshold level is currently 500,000. Values have increased considerably since then. So there are buyers who are actually priced out of the Help to Buy scheme. And also, where are they staying? They're stuck in the rental market, so they're actually, you know, I suppose, clogging up rental property.
But John, the minute you put up the Help to Buy grant amount, then the price of the house on the other end is inevitably, is it not, going to go up as well?
Well, the Help to Buy only qualifies, only new homes qualify for Help to Buy. I mean, there's a big wider market, which is the second-hand market as well. So what the Help to Buy, by doing this, you can actually now, developers can go to their financiers and say, you know, Dublin, you know, our site will qualify for Help to Buy because the price level is now X. And, you know, and it means there's assistance for them to be able to justify the construction of houses. And then, you know, and that means that buyers have choice in the market, and they're not all chasing the same type of property.
So you're saying you increase Help to Buy above the 500,000 mark and you're going to get more new homes in Dublin?
Correct. Which is a problem that we have at the moment, considerable problem that we have.
So, Rory, do you agree with that, that this may help supply?
No, I think that the issue here is house prices are completely out of reach of most people. We hear recently in Lucan House, new homes going for over 500,000. Like, these house prices are just absolutely outrageous. And what John is actually proposing is that the Help to Buy would go beyond the existing 500,000 cap to over 600,000. And that would mean that the state would be supporting someone to buy a home that is 12 times the average income. Like, the current central bank rules are four times your income in terms of lending. And we're talking about the state would be subsidizing homes over 600,000. Like, we have to look at here that the housing market is fundamentally broken. The house prices are completely unacceptable. Like, how are we, you know, seeing that this is okay, that the state would somehow subsidize further house price inflation? And that's not just me saying this, you know, anyone who's, you know, thinks about it for a minute, and anyone who's going through it or sees it, they know that, you know, adding more money in to a constrained supply system into the demand side is going to lead to higher house prices. But the experts are saying, like John McCartney from BNP Real Estate was talking about on the weekend, you know, these are inflationary measures.
But they're not working at the moment because house inflation has gone up by over 24% since 2017. So the scheme is basically completely ineffective now for people living in Dublin, and indeed in other cities as well. If they're trying to buy a new home using Help to Buy, they just can't. Rory.
But what we'll see, and what, you know, you said yourself there, is we will see developers will increase their prices to match whatever the cap is for Help to Buy. And in Dublin, you know, one of the fundamental problems in Dublin is that the main supply is the investor fund investor fund built to rent. There's literally a handful of homes, of new homes being built in Dublin, being available for sale. The fundamental problem is house prices are too high. We need to address what John does mention in his call in the budget, things like the the infrastructure, the Uisce Éireann, the land costs, construction costs, labour. These are the things we need to tackle to bring down house prices rather than just going along with further measures that would inflate house prices further.
But I suppose the question is, how do you make it viable for developers to build new homes in Dublin? And John explained there, when they're going looking for finance, they have to be able to show that they're going to be able to sell those homes at a certain level. Now, at the moment, you're going to have people who could use this scheme priced out of it. So explain to me, Rory, how you make it viable for developers to build new homes if you don't increase the level of the help to buy.
Well, you go back to, like, our, you know, position is, and our analysis of this is that, the as I said, the housing system is broken and we need a fundamentally different approach. So we need the state to deliver affordable housing. You can reduce the land costs, you can reduce the development margin, you can reduce the cost of finance. These all would bring down house prices and deliver affordable housing for sale and for rent on a massive scale. If we just talk about how do we incentivize developers, investor funds, which we've done, the government is doing through the new rental measures, all you do is you chase higher rents, higher house prices, with the idea that some point in the future, prices and rents will come down. We need a fundamentally radical reset, as the Housing Commission said. And I think if you look at the area of finance, which John mentioned, we've put forward an alternative, which is the Homes for Ireland State Savings Scheme, that would provide a different avenue of finance, because a lot of the financiers are looking for really, really high rates of return, which requires much higher house prices as well.
OK, well, John, let's look at the number of people who are using Help to Buy. So in 2024, the number of people approved for Help to Buy in Dublin, this is, was 1,338.
And it's over, very small, isn't it?
Well, overall, it was 8,541. You believe those numbers then, given your response there, just aren't where they should be?
Absolutely not. And I think it's not just a Dublin issue. So if you look at this, so if you look at, say, it's the Greater Dublin, Dublin, Meath, Wicklow, Kildare. So, you know, and that is where the population, there's a huge predominance of population within these areas. I think if the thresholds were changed, and I'm not saying drastic change, but changed, it would actually bring more people into it that were able to have a position to purchase. And, you know, people listening today who cannot buy their own home, this really angers them. And I agree with a lot of what Rory says. The property prices, they're absolutely through the roof. I mean, look, I have a property, but I have three kids who I can look at now and I wonder how they're going to ever buy. And, you know, and it frightens me as a parent. So I'm seeing it from all sides, you know, and that might come as a surprise from someone in the property industry to agree with that property prices are way too high. But supply is the answer. And that's the only way of solving this problem.
Rory referred to the lending rules a little bit earlier on. He said that they're still going against buyers. And we know, and we've seen this time and again, people are paying higher rent than they would be if they had a mortgage, John. Do you think changing the lending rules is another potential answer here?
I would always be cautious on that. You know, look, I've lived through, you know, when 100% plus mortgages were there and the damage that was caused after it. No one ever wants to go back there. So, you know, financial prudence is generally a good thing. I think the other assistance that can be provided is another way of doing it. But it just means that the right people benefit from that. And that's my view on it.
Well, what about looking at this alternative finance option for developers, John, so that they don't have to seek out these very high profits in order to get finance to build new homes? Is that another way to cut this?
I think anything which helps the market and anything which helps supply is a good thing in this, yeah. Absolutely.
Rory, to come back to you then on the lending rules, are you concerned at where they are now, or do you feel that they need to change so that people can borrow more in order to buy these houses that they so want to get their hands on?
No, I would agree completely with John there on that. No, the lending rules need to be maintained. And in part, you could look at what happened when the lending rules were increased there a number of years back, that it could have added to inflation because it increased the amount of money people could borrow and spend. Because again, I'll come back to the very interesting article written by John McCartney, the former BNP Paribas real estate analyst in the Irish Times on the weekend. And he points out something which really needs to be looked at more, which is he has made the case that developers are basically holding the government over a barrel, and the government are going along with it. Basically, government policy and housing policy is being made on the basis of what the developers, the investor funds, are telling them. And they're, rather than actually taking their own independent advice, looking at, look, these are vested interests who want higher house prices, who want higher rents, who want to ensure that they make the maximum from the delivery of the housing. And also he pointed out that, you know, that he said if essentially developers were saying to the government that if they didn't increase their subsidies, change rents, that they would go on strike. And effectively, at some level, there is, you know, this kind of withholding of supply. And the idea that we're completely naive, we think, that there aren't people acting within the market who restrict supply in order to keep prices higher, to keep rents higher, because that's their business. And we need to see housing is a fundamental need. We need to ensure that people can access it.
John, there's something in that, isn't it? Isn't there, that we're constantly chasing prices? I mean, look at us now. We're saying, well, 500,000 isn't enough for a new home in Dublin. So let's chase that by increasing Help to Buy.
Yeah, that's quite correct. But if you look at the market in general, I mean, look, I mean, I'm a selling agent. I deal, I mean, and I also acquire property for buyers as well. I advise buyers as well on that side. But, you know, I mean, I'm selling, you know, houses, new houses at the moment in South County Dublin, and they're 850,000 plus for three bedroom homes. So they're never going to qualify for that, for the Help to Buy. But it also means that somebody can't buy them. And that's market driven. That's the site cost, that's the cost of construction. I can tell you the developer there is making a very little margin on them. And that's the truth of it.
Really?
And, you know, absolutely. I mean, you look at the cost of, I mean, if you talk to developers, they will tell you, I mean, the labor costs, they will, I'll give you an example. I was dealing with somebody recently, and they were telling me how the costs in 10 years have gone, the cost per meter is three times what it was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. But then
that is frightening.
But you see, my point is that government policy, rather than trying to reduce that price, seems to be, well, let's chase that price with market interventions.
Yeah, but I mean, these are material costs. These are labour costs. I don't know what the government can do. I mean, how are we going to reduce the price of steel or timber or concrete? You know, are we going to reduce what the wage that people building these homes going to get? You know, this is the simplistic side of it. And I don't know what government intervention can do on that side. Yes, you can provide maybe incentives to reduce the cost of land. Maybe you can release more land to the market. Maybe you can zone more land. There's different things you can do from that. Of course, that'll help. But there's the basic fundamentals are the cost of building them.
All right. Well, there's a bit of common sense in that, Rory, as well. You know, we're not going to be able to address all of those cost points, wages, the cost of materials. They're influenced in many cases by international circumstances. So in the short to medium term, government policy has to chase the price.
No, but this is a fundamentally flawed approach because, you know, in terms of, you can present it as common sense and John presents it like that, but how can we accept, you know, the state subsidising, you know, homes heading towards, you know, 600,000, then in 5 years' time or in 3 years' time, do we come back and say, oh, the state needs to subsidise, you know, people buying houses at 700,000? Like, this is utter madness. It has to stop. Like, we have to go. The house prices, we have been here before. Like, the echoes of the Celtic Tiger are so strong now. People are being stretched way beyond what they can afford in terms of the people, you know, who are listening to this show, who are trying to buy a home or their kids are trying to buy a home. They know they are taking on debt, that if there is any change to the economic situation, there is big trouble again coming down the line in terms of mortgage arrears. House prices are completely out of whack with average incomes. And when you have that situation, you have a fundamental problem that has to be addressed in ways of not inflating house prices further.
Okay, we'll leave it there. But thank you both, Rory Hearn from the Social Democrats and property consultant John O'Sullivan.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.